Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I don't know if the text I just read will be as funny to you guys as it is to me. You know how a lot of times comedians, it's the delivery?
Yeah, sure.
Well, the way I heard this in my head, I can't read it exactly, but I'll do my best. Ready?
Yeah.
We're talking about the times you went a little psycho in a funny way.
Yeah, funny psycho.
This person from Wisconsin writes, found out he cheated, so shoved the bristle end of his toothbrush up my back door. They used a different word. Then I watched him brush with it. Now, the next part's what made me laugh. That was many years before that kind of licking became so popular. Like, it wouldn't be like a big deal now.
Like, it'd be fine now.
Right? Like, yeah. Now, if you keister someone's mouth brush, big whoop.
You can buy toothbrushes that are pre-flavored like that these days.
Yeah, everybody's doing it.
But back then, ho-ho! No way.
I really like this one before we get to Jimbo. Sarah said, I dressed up as a Papa John's delivery person and had a pizza and everything to see if my friend's boyfriend had someone over. He opened the door and I walked right in. So psycho, but I do that for
amazing.
A friend. I would do that for a friend.
That would be a blast. Yeah, you ordered a pizza? Where do they get the boxes? This is Jimbo on the harmonizer. Hello, Jimbo. Your voice is disguised and you have a fake name. What did you do?
Hey, I know you said no felonies, but I just couldn't resist.
I didn't say no felonies.
No,
I didn't.
Said, the only stipulation was that we said it was funny, psycho.
Yeah.
We welcome felonies.
Oh, okay. So my disclaimer is don't do this to anybody, but back in my 20s, I worked in an Italian restaurant up in somewhere in Jersey.
Okay.
And this kid kept eating our food. From the cooler, from the lunch cooler, he'd eat our lunches, we'd have nice sub sandwich, he would friggin' eat them. And he was a huge D.
Okay.
So, we had access to a lot of psychedelics of different kinds, and I put like 5 or 6 hits of acid on a sub and put it in the friggin' refrigerator, and we told all my coworkers, and we watched the kid eat it. And then we saw him go, like, a little bit off, and then he was just, like, he went crazy. He was on top of tables like a caveman. They had to come and haul him the F away.
Was he, like, 16?
No, we were in our 20s,
okay.
I think. And in hindsight, I would never condone or endorse or anything. I'm
going
to chalk that up
sure.
as young and stupid, obviously.
Yeah, maybe next time just like one hit of acid.
Yeah, 5's a lot, right?
Yeah, is he alive still?
I have no idea. We didn't have access to anything, but I have no idea.
Except acid.
Lots
of
acid.
You had access to
he probably went home and wrote like a terrific album.
I know.
That boy was Hunter S. Thompson.
His name was Sid Barrett.
He wrote a Pink Floyd album.
Maybe that was who it was.
Jimbo, did it start out like, ha, we got him, and then he started going really crazy, and you're like, we have a problem now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
It was like we thought he was going to just go a little nuts. We were still experimenting. We really didn't know how, we're like, wow, we can handle 1 or 2. Maybe he can handle 4 or 5.
Or maybe he won't eat the whole sandwich.
Yeah, I mean, right. Just to say, he's got a belly full.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you, Jimbo.
Got a full stomach.
Wow. Well, that's a good one.
That's something.
Yeah. Oh, man. 1-800-947. 3979. Yeah,
top that.
Oh, that is good. I like this one. James said, my buddy sent a Christmas card to my boss with my name on it, so I registered him as a sex offender.
What, you can just do that?
I don't know.
That's not okay.
Maybe you can submit a name. I'm not sure how that
like
works.
Like nominating someone for the Hall of Fame?
Yeah.
Hey, you know, I'd like to nominate a so-and-so.
Yeah, I'm not sure how that works exactly.
Mm. Good
this one's
Lord.
Good. This is from Amanda. My ex-husband left me for his best friend's wife right around Halloween. So I took a cab to his house, told the driver, hey, wait, went up to his porch, hiked up my skirt and peed on it.
Jesus.
Peed on the porch. Oh, my God.
Let's grab Jake. Jake's in Scranton. Jake, what did you do when you went a little bit psycho in a funny way?
Free beer, hot wings, and crew, good morning. I'm sensing a little bit of a theme here. It's either people who get cheated on or chefs that go psycho.
Yeah. All right, which one are you?
Yeah, and a lot of times it's both.
Well, I've had both happen to me, but this is a chef story.
Okay, what great. Happened?
Now, perfect. About 20 years ago, I was on the USS Augusta, which is a nuclear-powered submarine for the U.S. Navy.
Okay.
And my buddy Derek was a fellow chef of mine in my division, and we were arguing all day just about chef stuff.
Okay.
The knife wasn't clean. This wasn't done. How come you're cooking this? It's just normal stuff. Uh-huh. So when you're in the Navy on a submarine, you have to cook breakfast, lunch, dinner, and then if you're underway at about midnight, you make a meal called Midrats.
Okay.
And then you get to go to bed, and then you have to wake up the next morning and cook breakfast again until you get relieved.
Okay.
So between that 12 midnight to 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning theme, I'm sleeping, and we were arguing all day just about stuff. He decided, now this is probably about a 10 by 10 space, 10 foot by 10 foot.
Less detail.
Speed it up.
He decided to fill the entire galley with orange post-it notes. It probably was like 2,000 post-it notes. It took him 4 hours to do it. And he wrote little tiny notes on it and little tiny phrases and pictures and whatnot and just put it over every square space.
That seems like a punishment for himself.
Seriously. That's a lot of work.
That's all work and no play make. Jack a dull boy. Yeah, like, I'm worried about a guy who's stuck in a 10 by 10 space underwater.
Yeah.
Right?
With writing nuclear access.
With nukes and knives. Yeah. I get that guy looked at real quick.
Y'all, listen to this. I put glitter and dry mashed potato mix in his lawn. So now, whenever he goes out to water his lawn, it becomes a mashed potato glittery mess.
Oh, my God.
That works.
So, yeah. Well, mashed potato mix is all just like sand.
And it's so and it's pretty concentrated.
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, wouldn't it just soak in even after a while?
I feel like it would get diluted.
Even if it didn't make a lot, you'd be so confused. Like, what is this? Looks like potatoes.
I think they said one of the facts about Home Alone is that for the snow scene, they tried to use mashed potato flakes.
Like buds?
Yeah, for the snow.
Yeah.
And it rained the next day and it just stunk.
Everything was delicious.
It just stunk.
So many raccoons.
This one, I signed up an ex-friend on Craigslist for the casual encounters men seeking men. He was flooded with D-pics for a week.
Yeah. That's like Project X type stuff where somebody posts an address and says, hey, party at this house on Saturday.
Oh, man.
Yeah. That's less psycho than more than just revenge. That's just vengeance or meanness.
Yeah, this one's really funny. Anne says, I found out my soon-to-be ex was seeing someone new, but he hadn't switched our phone plans yet, so I made sure to block her work, her cell phone number, and any other way for them to contact each other, and he couldn't call or figure out what was going on until he had to go to Verizon and ask for help. So not only is it, confusing, what the hell, then you have to go ask at Verizon, so it's inconvenient.
Yeah.
Oh, that takes some solid planning right there. I appreciate that.
This one's funny. I like, there's one line in it where the person says, you'll hear, I could feel that I was losing control inside my body. It says, years ago, my husband and I were trying to quit smoking. We were 2 weeks in, and he was sitting across the room from me, minding his own business. He had taken to eating jelly beans when he wanted to smoke, and I had taken to internalizing my severe irrational irritation.
So he's
eating jelly beans, and she's sitting across thinking, I hope you burn in hell every time he puts one of those pink lovable things in there.
I hope you choke to death.
I looked over at him popping his jelly beans completely unbothered. It was then that I could feel something inside me snap and the control leaving my body, yet I couldn't stop it. I looked at him as he chewed another jelly bean and screamed, "What the hell is wrong with you? What in your brain makes you think this is okay?" I knew I was in the wrong, yet my rant continued way longer than that. It was crazy, out-of-body experience where I just could not stop myself. I excused myself afterwards with a nod and went to the shower to calm down. When I got out, my husband handed me a pack of cigarettes and a Slurpee. He said, to this day, he still tells people about the time he thought he was going to be murdered by the love of his life.
Wow.
Can you imagine? You're just sitting there minding your own business like, yeah, quitting smoking's not so bad. Yeah.
Thank God I got these jelly beans.
Jelly beans sure are good.
That's a great way to describe it, by the way. He had taken to eating jelly beans to fix the cravings. I had taken to internally hating him for doing so.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No